In your Easter bonnet.
With all well, I have to hand it to you, Gary. We made it through this whole broadcast, and I was really expecting an intro song somewhere along the way to be from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where the monks are walking through, hitting their heads in the tap.
Oh, yeah,
I thought for sure Gary's going to pull that one on the
that's
broadcast.
A visual. And you know what? John Cleese from the Monty Python and his daughter are doing a show in Scottsdale this week, and I'm itching to go see this.
Who went? Somebody told me they saw them.
Yeah, they did a second show. In the office?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might have been someone out at Palo.
Wasn't me. Oh. I don't know.
I talked to somebody this week, said they went there, and it was interesting. It's not a comedy, but it's more like a life history.
Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of show I'd like to see. John Cleese and Monty Python, it still kills me every time I see him.
Well, what are our takeaways from the three-hour program today? We talked this morning, starting with Arizona Farm Bureau. Pork, how big an industry it is, how smart that animal is, and how clean they really are.
And if you are looking for the Maricopa County Fair, you have to go to Casa Grande because it's being held at the Pinal County Fairgrounds. It is just
relocated.
It's to the east of I-10 as you're going into Casa Grande. And they start all week long. They'll be exhibiting a different animal. And then next Saturday will be the virtual sale.
So did I understand it's not open to the public, just immediate
the
family?
The auction is not open to the public, but the fair has been moved there, so it can be open to the public.
Right.
Okay. So look up Maricopa County Fair, and you'll get all the new information on that. So back to having a fair. How about that? State Fair, love
fried
it.
Fried cheese. Fried Oreos.
Pickles.
Fried pickles.
Told you, more food. More food.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we talked about places located throughout the great state of Arizona. We've been promoting travel within Arizona for a lot of years with what we call the Arizona Staycation. And boy, that has really caught on. Y'all are logging onto the website regularly. We're seeing more and more entries constantly. Now, let me give you a little clue. We pick a winner once a month. And when we pick the winner, we empty the basket. So you can enter once a month, okay? And win any one of a number of great places. But as
now,
you're traveling,
we'll only let you win once a year. So if you won it last month, we're going to weed you out if you enter between now and next March.
When we pull a name, we do check it to see. Had you won in the last 12 months? If you have, we go to the next name.
Our drawings are always on the 15th of the month, coming up. So before April 15th, if you enter, the destination will be Prescott.
Hot diggity dog. Always a lot of fun in Prescott. Lots to do in Prescott.
And it'll be a really pretty time. Most of the foliage will be back, but yet you're still way ahead of. The temperatures will probably still be under 80.
It'd be nice.
I really want to go waterboarding on Lake Watson.
There you go.
I've never done it, but just getting out on the water with a life jacket on, because we talked about water safety.
That's right. And an orange swimsuit.
Yes, please.
Do you mean paddleboarding?
I'm sorry, you're right. Paddleboarding.
I was going to say, didn't somebody get in trouble for waterboarding?
Yeah.
We can waterboard you.
I was like, this is getting dark.
We can waterboard you at the office. You don't need to go to Watson Lake for that.
If it gets up to 110, that might be a good thing.
Yeah, that'd be okay. We talked in the 9 o'clock hour about places of worship located throughout the great state of Arizona. I hope you all got a copy of our blog newsletter that lists, it lists about 15 or 20 different places that are either historically significant or architecturally significant within the great state of Arizona. It would make a great bucket list for you to put together to give you a reason to get out and enjoy Arizona.
And one of the most spectacular ones on there is the most recently built, just within the last 5 years. It was completed less than that, I think. But the architect for that, Chauncey Meyer, we need to drag him in because we've been working with Don Ryden on doing a program on ceilings.
That's right.
Instead of just flat drywall.
Great ceilings of Arizona.
Orange peel texture top. something to bring life to your ceiling. What can you do? And we're gathering all this collection of incredible ceilings that are open to the public. You can go see one of them being this Mary Undoer of Knott Shrine up on Mount Graham.
I seem to remember the Miners Church in Jerome.
Mount Lemmon.
The Miners Church in Jerome, Arizona has a very unique ceiling.
Okay, there's one that we can add to the list. Mm-hmm. One of the ongoing developing topics we're working on here at Rosie on the House. And if you have a topic you'd like us to grab hold of, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know what it is you're trying to tackle. We try and stay ahead of the topics a good bit by putting that annual calendar homeowner's manual together for all of you. That drives the topics ahead of time, but we've always left enough time to handle a current event or a current issue that may pop up at any particular time. And we're always here for you. It's been our mission since day one, over 32 years ago, to get here, do a show that answers your questions about home ownership, home maintenance, and home repair in a way, not that you get the impression we're know-it-alls, but in a way that you get the impression we are your best friend.
Home prices hit a 15-year high, and of all markets in the country, Phoenix came in at the number one for 15.8%. The closest behind that was San Diego at 14.2%. Funny thing is, a lot of that Phoenix is being driven by people coming from San Diego and California.
It's so incredible.
Welcome to the state of Arizona. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. We'll be here 8 o'clock sharp next week. Until then, RosieOnTheHouse.com.